The creators of the animated comedy series South Park have a new movie called Team America World Police. It's a send-up of action films, and all the roles are played by puppets. Filmmakers Trey Parker and Matt Stone promised the movie would be more offensive than their usual fare on South Park. Quite a boast from men who've given us homosexual love between Satan and Saddam Hussein, Mel Gibson as a raging pain fetishist, and a seemingly endless run of four-letter words and poop jokes. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
My favorite TV show is South Park. I admire it for the ferociously subversive iconoclasm that bursts from the mouths of its juvenile characters and for its exuberant deconstruction of specious middlebrow sitcom homilies. I also believe that its crude animation, much maligned, actually brilliantly distills and exteriorizes its maker's Weltanschauung. Also, I really love the talking, singing poop that leaves big splotches of crap wherever it lands. So I was up, up, up for Team America World Police. The title tells you it's a stink bomb lobbed at American arrogance and overweening militarism. That'll piss off the right wing. And the open letter to directors Trey Parker and Matt Stone from lefty peacenik Sean Penn decrying their irreverence at a time of international crisis? That's promising, too. Give him points for stirring bipartisan outrage. But the real politics here are anti-Jerry Bruckheimer. Parker and Stone have called Team America a Bruckheimer movie with marionettes, and beat by beat, the movie is patterned on Top Gun and its ilk. It's got the maverick hero with the guilty buried trauma backstory resulting in emotional blockage that must be manfully overcome template. What's different is that, yes, he's a puppet, and you can see his strings. And he's not a fighter pilot, he's a Broadway actor, recruited by a Charlton Heston-like father figure to save the world with his acting by infiltrating an Islamic terrorist group. But that's hard, because his acting once got his brother beaten to death by guerrillas. And I'm sorry if I'm spoiling that revelation, but there are so many more. There's marionette sex, hardcore, and marionette puking, also hardcore. There's an orgy of marionette violence, really splattery stuff. The hero has a soulful number where he croons he misses his girl as much as director Michael Bay missed the mark with Bruckheimer's Pearl Harbor. Now, real-life politics do make a cameo. In the first sequence, the paramilitary Team America, three studly hunks and two curvaceous cuties, goes after Islamic terrorists in Paris and ends up blowing up the Louvre to keep one from detonating a bomb inside. A good joke on the blow-em-up-to-save-em school of occupation. But after the team destroys the Panama Canal, the target of the movie shifts from the overweening militarism to left-wing peacenik anti-corporate sanctimoniousness in the person of Michael Moore and a bunch of blowhard actors led by Alec Baldwin, all of whom cozy up to North Korea's megalomaniacal Kim Jong-il in the name of world peace. That's the part that had Sean Penn wringing his hands and must have puzzled people who assume that Parker and Stone, with their toilet talk, blasphemy, and camp sensibility, are flaming lefties. They're not. They're libertarians. They hate liberals as much, if not more, than their right-wing counterparts. The biggest surprise here is that there's no Barbara Streisand bashing. Kim Jong-il is the Blofeld-like criminal mastermind. South Park fans will recognize the voice of the bloated id figure Cartman with all the R's turned into L's.
Hans Briggs! Oh, no! Oh, hello! Great to see you again, Hans!
Mr. Il, I was supposed to be allowed to inspect your palace today, and your guards won't let me into certain areas.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times. I don't have any weapons mass destruction, okay, Hans?
Then let me look around so I can ease the UN's collective mind. I'm sorry, but the UN must be firm with you. Let me see your whole palace or else.
Or else what?
Or else we will be very, very angry with you, and we will write you a letter telling you how angry we are.
Okay. I'll show you, Hans. You ready? Stand ready to erect. Read them all. Good. Ah! There you go, Hans Briggs!
That scene's a hoot, and there are scores like it. And the marionette work and production design are an amazing blend of the crude and the intricately beautiful. But when Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, Tim Robbins, Susan Sarandon, and Janine Garofalo moronically align themselves with Kim Jong-il and start wielding automatic weapons against Team America, well, leftist actors learned from Vietnam not to cozy up to dictators. Jane Fonda hasn't worked in over a decade. And it's the left right now using Kim Jong-il to hammer Bush about preemptive strikes only against countries with oil fields. And Michael Moore wouldn't be a suicide bomber because he thinks too highly of his indispensability. This isn't very incisive left bashing. The thing about the best South Park episodes is that the good ones are profound. There was one that took on John Edward, the guy who claims to talk to the dead, that's a magnificent summation of the skeptical worldview. In 23 minutes. There are others on that genius level. I laughed all the way through Team America, but in the end, it pretty much boils down to a lot of nya-nya infantile feces hurling, which we've had quite enough of this election season, thank you.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.